Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, I just want to say that when I go into interaction mode with live chat, it's really hard to single out who I'm talking to because once I respond, just for the record, everybody thinks I'm talking to them. So maybe I need to slow down and make more clear as to who I'm addressing. I'm trying to avoid using names. I'm just trying to make points and substantiating the points from the Word of God. So if you get offended, that's not my intent unless you're in known sin and you need to repent, Acts 20, verse 21. So I wanted to make clear that everybody understood that when I answer somebody on live chat, it doesn't mean that I'm answering everybody. So with that said, if you want to go over there, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that page. Okay, 13 to 15 articles posted every day by Tim Brown, morning show host of yours truly, Mr. Tim Brown from SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and the morning show. So we have contributors that are in the culture war, from preachers to attorneys to former military to police. The list goes on. Okay, so these are people that are actually partaking in this battle, so they're not talking out of school, out of experience. Okay, they are bringing their experience and showing you how they are winning the victories indeed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. What you'll find there is us on social media platforms. If you'd like to call in anytime, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, bringing you testimony and testimony only, friends, talking to somebody this morning, as you all the well know, I've been working on Children of the Apostate, book 3, just this year, and I thought that was going to be the book that I was just going to cruise through and get it done within a short amount of time. Well, I've been working on that book going back to and fro. I'm at 280 pages on that book just alone. And it's self-entitled, friends, to give you understanding, Children of the Apostate, what you're seeing in the American church. 99% of it is not the church of Jesus Christ. It's a church. It's a man-made church. It's ordained of man. And it holds to the commandments of man in making void the commandments of God. That's why we're in trouble today. But with that, I was having a conversation with the guy that does my printing for me, and he just said to me, Bradley, you know, I know that you're out there a lot. And I said, yeah, I was just in Arkansas. And he goes, yeah, I really like that Sarah Huckabee over there. I said, well, you might want to talk talk to the people over there in Arkansas, because when I was there, I was talking to an attorney, and this attorney told me, he goes, you know, people took her in, Sarah Huckabee, you know, daughter of Mike Huckabee. I met him at the RNC back in 2012, sweetheart of a guy, but we knew he was extorted. And his daughter, being the press secretary of Donald Trump, this attorney told me they took her for face value because she was, in fact, the press secretary to Donald Trump. I said, well, that's the problem. I said, because if you talk to the people of an Arkansas right now, they're very much up in upheaval. For a better way of saying it, up in arms. Their eyes are wide open there. Why? Because Sarah Huckabee got into position just like the rest of them across the United States. Once they won the trust of the people, they get into office, and then guess who they attack? The people. And that's exactly what's going on with Sarah Huckabee. If you don't want to take it for face value, you can go ahead and talk to the people in Arkansas who are wide awake concerning who she is and who it is that she's working for. And guess what, friends? It's not the people of Arkansas. When are you going to learn this lesson? It's called political idolatry, and when you think about it from the book of Genesis all the way to the New Testament, the end of Revelations, where did men get in trouble? When they departed from God and gave themselves to men. Over and over and over and over and over again. When are you going to learn the lesson, Americans? So, I'm having that conversation. I can tell I rained on his parade, and he asked me another question. He goes, well, I'm for Trump. And I said, well, again, therein lies the problem. I said, you have 1,000 presidential contenders, and you're only hearing about Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, who was kicked off the campaign trail for plagiarism back in 1988. But somehow or another, he survived all of his treasonous acts while the American people sat back and allowed their favorite politicians to go ahead and grill them. Well, they brought no justice whatsoever, friends. And when there's no justice, and when the people allow no justice to continuously go forward, guess what? You're destroying yourself. Read Proverbs 21, verse 7, and it will spell out for you perfectly. Who are you giving? Joe Biden? Donald Trump? I said, well, who are you getting that from, my friend, when I was speaking to this printer this morning? He said, well, the mainstream media, Fox News. I said, therein lies the other problem. I said, it's not so much as to what they're not telling you. I'm sorry, what they're telling you that should bother you. It's what they're not telling you that should bother you. And we went on throughout the United States, from Kristi Noem to Ron DeSantis to Greg Abbott, and every time he tried to stand up and thought something he thought he was right in, I just pulled the next rug and I said, listen, this is what happens when you put your trust in man. And I want to say this too, friends, in setting some of you people free, that you need to understand at no time during this conversation, he even asked me about a preacher named Jeffers, and I said, yeah, he's no good as well. But the fact of the matter is, as I said during that conversation, I haven't heard the Word of God be brought up one time. I said, you knew about all of what the media had to say, but you didn't have anything to say about the Word of God. So I took him to school on the Word of God, and I said, this is what the Word says. It's our faith that overcomes, 1 John 5:2. We're not to succumb. I said in 1 John 4:4, what does it say? I said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I said, when you go to Romans 8:37, what does it say? I said, we're made more than conquerors. Nowhere are we to be succumbers. If we're dead to our sin, we're alive to the Lord. Death hath no more dominion over us in Christ, friends. So what's the excuse? What's the excuse? There isn't one. So I'm talking to a professed Christian man, super cool guy, didn't bring up the Word, but he knew all of the political talking points that he's been inundated with. And by the way, that he submitted himself to the inundation of the propaganda narrative given to you by yours truly, the Mockingbird Media, under the dictates of the CIA-controlled narrative, right? What's the problem? Read Micah 6:16. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to it. This is what we're up against, friends. It's not from without, it's from within. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just wanted to, we'll start rolling here real quick, okay, friends? And I just want you to see this because this is the kind of stuff I'm getting on a 24/7 basis, literally. Hundreds of emails every day. I never gave it over to solicitation, but they solicit me anyways. And this is your government right now. This is coming from the National Association for Gun Rights, where they're warning in just a few days, Biden and the ATF, okay? ATF is an unconstitutional agency, will be one step closer to a total federal gun registry. Wait a second. Why is it so important for them to steal away your rights? Why do they want to disarm the American people concerning this invasion that they're responsible for? You all the well know this is treason. You all the well know that you have a obligation before God and man to deal with corruption. But like I said earlier, Proverbs 21:7 comes to my aid. And if you don't want to do what the Lord says, well, then this is what the Lord's going to do. He's going to take the evil of man. And in the process of taking the evil of men, he's going to bring judgment upon the men that are responsible for the evil. It's just that simple. I cannot emphasize the word enough, friends. The heart of God is justice in judgment. Okay? If you go to Jeremiah 9:24, you'll understand. If you want to know where the Lord inhabits himself, go to Psalm 97. You'll understand. It's in the New Testament, too, because, again, we all know the New Testament is a fulfilling of the old in John 7:24. Nothing's changed. Read the book of Revelation. Oh, my goodness. And if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6, if that's not our wisdom in the sight of the nations, then guess what? It's going to be our shame, our ignorance. And when the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, this is what you have coming on you. But I'm giving you the knowledge. And what happens is people have the knowledge, but they don't apply the knowledge. Okay? They don't apply it. And if you don't apply it, friends, faith without works is dead. James 2, 14 through 26. I want to go back about 7 years. This has been going on since the 90s. The American people have been invaded by their government. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Go ahead and cross-check me. 1-866-582-9933. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition. I've highlighted this before, but I need to say it again. There is 35 jihadi camps in America that we know of back in 2009 when Sean Hannity did a fair report, and so did Anderson Cooper from CNN do a fair report and telling the American people the truth of the matter. But see, back then, people were still afraid concerning what took place after September 11, 2001. And that applies to everybody, in causing all men to know that they are mere men in the sight of God. But we know, and we've been told for 18 years, that the Muslims are the ones that were responsible for dropping the two towers. And the fact of the matter is, friends, this is history repeating itself as well. 50%, I believe it was 51% of the people in New York did not believe the government's narrative, that it was the foreigners. But going back and saying, let's say what they said was true. Well, for 18 years, the mainstream media has told us that the Muslims were responsible for it. Now, if you stand up against those that are invading and those that mean to conquer, it's the same media that's now turned on the American people and going along with the narrative of Islamophobic, just like the sodomites use homophobic, just like I told you 20 years ago, and nobody wanted to listen to it until now. I want to go back 7 years, and I want to show you what's been going on in this country. This is a report done. This is about 25 minutes away from our studios in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And again, I want you to pay attention to this and watch this video if you can on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and click off on this, and then we can watch this.
We're learning more about what happened the night a man walked into the Crossroads Mall in St. Cloud and started stabbing people.
Investigators say it appears he planned that attack in advance. They say Tahir Adan called his boss on September 17th, saying
Amen.
He'd be working that night. Then he grabbed two steak knives and drove about a mile and a half to the Crossroads Mall. Security cameras that usually catch shoplifters.
Check this out.
Instead, caught images of.
Look at this guy. He dressed up. He dressed up as a security guard, and then he started walking around, crying out in that mall. He was saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He walked up to people and asked them if they were Muslims, and if they weren't Muslims, then he began to stab them.
As you can see, he is chasing people and then stabbing them. Cameras also caught the final minutes.
Yeah, and now here's the good news. There was an off-duty police officer here, and he took up arms. This is the reason for the Second Amendment. And this man, this Muslim that walked into the mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, who was stabbing innocent people who said they weren't Muslims, well, it's a good thing that the off-duty police officer was there to put an end to all of it, and it's exactly what he did.
And killed him. Angela Davis was at his news conference today, held by.
Said representative government wants you to believe that the guns are bad. No, friends. No.
Some of the reasons it appears the mall attack was premeditated, and why the off-duty police officer who shot Adan has been cleared of any wrongdoing.
Oh, you think?
The FBI also shared some of what they've learned about Adan in the months prior to the stabbings. They say he'd not previously shown an interest in religion, but suddenly wanted to know more about Islam. He stopped playing sports and video games with his friends, and he lost a significant amount of weight.
He went from being an excellent student with a high GPA to flunking out of college almost overnight. Some of his friends noted he would become agitated at things which in the past would not have bothered him.
And then, on September 17th, security cameras at Crossroads Center captured video of Tahir Adan chasing people and stabbing them with a
knife. Okay, I just want to make clear, you all understand that this is a Muslim man walking around stabbing individuals who didn't go along with the fact that they weren't Islam. They weren't Muslims, okay? Now, I want to show you how far it's gone. Now, go 7 years fast forward, and here we are today. Just a couple years ago, there's a place called... There's a park called Valley Fair in Shakopee, Minnesota, where there was hundreds of people in that park during that particular time. And there were flash mobs of teenage Muslims going in there, terrorizing the families. I also want you to understand this, friends, that what happened is the mainstream media covered up for their crimes every step of the way. Okay, the only way it gets out is when you have guys like me that get it to you because they're trying to conceal all that information. Okay, this is just the tip of the iceberg, friends. Really what's happening, friends, is they're bringing their culture into America. And what they're doing is they are doing their absolute best to conquer this country. Now we're seeing them infiltrate the halls of government. We see the mainstream media on a national level covering for them, like the likes of Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota. And folks, I could spend the whole show just talking about the crimes of these people that are being committed against innocent people because they are not Muslims. Okay? These are the people they're alluring into America. Okay, now look at this. This is brand new. This just happened. Exclusive Alpha News. Mother says daughter was attacked at school because she wasn't a Muslim. They gave her little 9-year-old girl a black eye. The kids in the school attacked these Muslim kids, attacked this little girl because she was not a Muslim. Now, only the Lord knows, and by the way, so do I, because the Lord told me in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, that this is exactly what's going to happen, because I took the time to read and understand that this is history being repeated, and it is in fact happening today, because the American people, I'm talking to my people today, okay, as far as the nationality of who we are. The fact of the matter is, friends, if you don't want to listen to this, this is what's going to happen. They are now becoming so emboldened in the United States. You all the well know concerning a prominent symbol of Islam. This flag is now flying not just in the state of Minnesota, but now it's flying across the country. This is what's going on. Your government, your representatives are giving way to this, but it's the same people that told you that they were responsible for the two towers dropping. By the way, you know, there's nothing about the way that those two towers fell that made any sense. The heat goes up, it doesn't go down. And again, there's 150 firemen, policemen, eyewitnesses, ear witnesses that heard a demolition, a controlled demolition going off, and they were all thrown off, and we never heard a peep from them. See, this is the problem you're having with the mainstream media. It's all bought and paid for. It's controlled. And see, the American people, again, have allowed that same group of people to censor people that are telling you the truth rather than the people rising up and censoring them for their lies and holding them accountable for their lies concerning the First Amendment because they don't have a right to lie. I'm going to come right back to this topic, friends, but we are talking about this is what we're up against. 329...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. That is something we have never had happen before, guys. Right when I said my last word, all of a sudden, the electricity went completely down here. Everything shut down. I thank God I had the opportunity to go ahead and start everything back up, and I did just that. So we are back up and running. Sorry about that. Again, that was bizarre, especially the timing. Let's get back to this. So I'm talking about, it'll kick back in, guys. Just let it do its thing. I was talking about a prominent symbol of Islam is now suddenly flying across the United States of America. Folks, there's nothing in politics that's not first planned. In the state of Minnesota, people hate Ilhan Omar. They know she's a little treasonous snake, and yet she's being protected by the governor, by the attorney general, by the mainstream media, and the list goes on. Okay, so this isn't just happening, folks. This is happening by design. And here we are today. So this was all pre-planned, just like Roosevelt said it would be. Now what I want to do is I want to go over to this lady here, and I want you to listen to what she has to say, because it is quite telling as to what's happening, not just in the state of Minnesota, as I said earlier, friends. This is happening across the United States of America. Check this out.
17 cities and states have either approved a new flag or have proposed a new flag design, erasing the five-point American star and replacing it with an eight-point Islamic symbol. This cannot be a coincidence. Something nefarious is underway. This is a trend that is happening throughout America.
Okay, so you heard that, right?
Hold on, go back to this for a second. We'll just pull.
Okay, so you guys just heard that. See, this is happening because the bad guys are being encouraged to do what they're doing. There's no other way to say that neither. Sorry, guys. A prominent symbol of Islam is suddenly flying in the place of American flags. You do all understand that this is a sign of conquering, right? Am I worried about that? No, I'm not worried about that. But as this woman just said, it's very telling, isn't it? Oh, and you don't have to ask me. You don't have to accuse me of something that they said. Siraj Wahaj. As long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, you have to be very careful that your leader is Allah. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. This guy right here in the state of Minnesota, he's another one. He sits next to the governor on the governor's board concerning Tim Walz. CARE Minnesota Government Affairs Coordinator, he said, I wish Hitler was alive to blank up the Jewish people and add more to the 6 million that he killed. Wow. That's pretty crazy. What about Paul Weyrich from CARE? He's the guy that said CARE officials or former officials have been arrested. He's calling them out for their crimes. Paul Weyrich did. CARE officials or former officials have been arrested on charges related to terrorism, yet all it offers is a silence and a stonewalling in discussing what are its real motives. Well, we know what its real motives are, folks. I mean, you got your head stuck in the sand? You know, the next question people at in this country need to ask themselves is this. Why are the American people asleep? The Muslims are infiltrating the walls of government. And guess who's behind all this? George Soros. I mean, this is the guy that spoiled and stole the booty of those that were thrown up on cattle cars. He knew what Adolf Hitler did. So did the Bushes. These are the people that are calling forth a new global order. Also ask Albert Pike, the head of the Masons. And I'm talking about the new Masons, not the Masons concerning our forefathers, who was a spiritualist, who was a part of the Illuminati, who was a Satanist. This is what they're calling for. Right? And how does the media put them in the face of the people? How do they cast them into your minds as the victims? As the victims. I want to show you something. These are Muslim victory speeches in the United States of America. And how they're being sold to the people, again, I don't understand what they don't understand as to what this is about. But these are the Sharia compliant victors in America giving their speeches.
11 has opened a new experience and new eye-opening for me and the people that live in this country that call themselves Muslims.
So it's the same thing we heard from that of Ilhan Omar. She's there for her people. Her president is the president of Somalia, and yet they're in America, and people still haven't put two and two together. But don't worry about it. They know that Donald's going to come in and save them. No, Donald, in fact, just for those that are doing everything in their power to put him back into office, you need to understand that he's the one, according to Tom Fitch's organization, Judicial Watch, that funded the Muslim organizations three times more than Barack Hussein Obama did during his criminal incumbency. I'm talking about Donald Trump. Yes. I can just tell people until I am blue in the face and until it's at their front door, they are going to listen to nothing. And that's what I'm trying to prevent. That's what love does. Prevention is better than cure, friends. Here's another one I want you to hear. Okay? This is another victor. This is in Minnesota here. And I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen carefully to this victory speech concerning a said representative in America.
Was up to him.
This is in America.
Yes.
hearing this right. This is in America. Big tech companies are covering for these people. This is in Minnesota. Look at this, folks. Does it look like they've come to assimilate? Absolutely not. Just the opposite. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just giving you the information. What is your federal and state governments doing? They're housing these people on military bases or National Guard armories. See, some people still think it's not gotten to the point as to where they actually have to stand up and do something about the issue. Oh, we're way beyond that. We're way beyond that. I want to show you something really quick just so you can back it up with fact. Concerning Adolf Hitler and the Muslims and how he used them as political battering rams. I know most people don't want to come to terms with this, but it doesn't matter because it's happening in your backyard today. Okay. Most people did not know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt back in 1928 by Hassan al-Abana, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of a certain group of people who persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with the Hitler Nazi Party. And when Hitler rose to party, his Nazis supported al-Abana, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into the ally of the Middle East. By 1938, the membership of the Muslim Brotherhood toppled 200,000. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler and the Nazi troops in two special formed Waffen SS Handskar divisions. Handskar is German for scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. Today, America has allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to continuously breed itself within the borders of the United States of America. And the fact of the matter is most people in this country don't pay attention to it because the mainstream media isn't highlighting what, in fact, they're responsible for doing. I played video from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the kids were singing songs about how they're going to kill the infidels. Well, if you go to the Quran, you're going to find just that. Americans, let me just say this. I'm as tired of conveying this information to you as you are hearing it. You know, I know people don't like, and I know people want to sit there and whine like a bunch of little babies and say, you always tell us that we don't do enough, we always lose, and just like some lady did yesterday, right? You know, the fact you can go ahead and cry all you want. The only one that has any sympathy for you is the devil. And as long as you sit there and you keep feeling sorry for yourself, you're just allowing these people to continuously, incrementally take your country. Because that's exactly what they're doing. Are they here to assimilate? If they are, welcome to America. If not, because this is what we're finding, is that they are not, then you know what? It's time for the American people to deal with their corrupt politicians while they still have time to do it. Hey Americans, and I know, I heard that. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before contact is made. This is why they're so busy trying to disarm the American people. Why? Because America, you're the problem. Just ask the DHS. Go ahead and look at the definition of a domestic terrorist. Folks, when you go into airports today, on the other hand, and making the point, you go into the airports today, who's frisking you illegally through the TSA? Muslims are. Who's checking you in? Muslims are. Is anybody concerned about what's going on? Well, Bradley, you're attacking Muslims. I'm attacking, folks. Nobody. I'm using the law to protect myself from them that are attacking. I know there's a lot of ignorance out there, but I'll educate you. Hey, folks, we're in dangerous times. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you what we're up against, okay? We're going to come right back to it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Have you had enough yet, Americans?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out here, Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Okay, so let me just say this. I remember when we were doing high schools across the country, and we were doing hundreds of them every year across the country. And then George W. Bush Jr. began to push the sodomite agenda. And remember the evangelicals are the one that put him into place because he said Jesus was the most inspirational. So the professed Christians just gave it to him. Right, not knowing who his daddy was, concerning his granddaddy as well as his daddy was calling forth a new world order. I mean, I cover this quite a bit, but that's still the track we're on. I know a lot of people want to talk about other topics. I know that you Epicureans, I understand that you Stoics, read Acts 19. I know you want to hear something new, but that doesn't matter. That's all there for distraction. It's all smoke and mirrors. It comes to nothing. Okay. What matters is you're under attack and you better plow the row and understand who's responsible for aiding and abetting what's going on in your communities today. That is treason. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, equate the two. Look up the definition, okay? But I'm just here to tell you I'm as tired of highlighting all of this stuff. You shake people awake. I'm thinking of that guy, that Russian defector back in the 80s that warned the American people, that said the first thing that the commies will do will demoralize the people. Going back to the point that I was going to make, when George W. Bush Jr. the little, you know, punk that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth during September 11th that did everything that needed to be done to ensure a victory. So he thinks concerning the global order. So he thinks. So men think. It's interesting to note that he started to push the sodomite agenda. And I knew the minute the American people gave him a green light, that was downhill slide to where we're at right now. It was a downhill slide to where we're at right now. Are things getting better? Hey, Americans, by you tolerating all this, are things getting better? Or maybe that's the problem. Again, Proverbs 21, verse 7 comes to my aid. Jan Besnell, thank you, Cooper. Totally appreciate that, my friend. And yes, I seen your email. We're totally good. I said at the beginning of the show, my friend, it's hard to address issues because when you do, everybody thinks you're talking to them. And I did in part, but there was no offense intended, for the record. Cool? That one's for you, my friend. But folks, maybe it's time to give up the football games. Maybe it's time to give up the fights. Maybe it's time to quit following your favorite politicians that keep delivering you over to what you're being dealt with over and over again. Scripturally speaking, as you continuously go around the mountain. Oh, and you're being set up again, Americans, in a big way. Donald Trump and Melania right now are out fundraising with the old log cabin Republicans. That's the gay outfit, what they call the conservatives in the Republican movement, unconstitutional, illegal. She's doing fundraisers with them right now. Well, Daddy, Donald Trump is entertaining the sodomites and the transgenders. Oh, he's the best we've got. Yep. That's right, stupid. You're still not listening, are you? And stupid is a word. You're dull and insensible. Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. Why is all this happening? I want to show you why this is happening. This is why this is happening, okay? And this is the video that I want you to see. This is all streaming, so you'll get it up on the other side of this. But do you remember just 4 years ago, going fast forward? Do you remember when criminal Anthony Fauci came out and said, you know, just put a mask on? Just to curb the virus, and yet the manufacturers of the masks said it doesn't prevent anything that he claims it prevents. This is after all of his double talk, right? Well, I want to show you a video of the people that have given way to where we're at today. And it's not a foreign people. It's the American people. And I want you to see it for yourself here, okay? Americans, folks. Isn't that crazy? Look at how smart they are. Covering their masks, face up with masks and bubbles and balloons. And one guy's even got like 10 of them over his face. Some guy spraying off his coffee because somebody touched it. Look at how smart the American people are. One lady has a bubble over the top of their heads. Her and her husband. I noticed one then too. Yeah, look at how smart they all are, friends. And rest assured, many of these aren't here with us anymore because not only did they believe the mask scenario, but they also took the experimental jabs. Okay, so why are we here? That's why. You know, it tells us in the book of Jeremiah during the time of judgment that he looked and he sought for the men that were wise in that time. And you know, it's interesting, he couldn't find them. And I don't, again, I have to come back to the fact that it's not difficult to get smart concerning the issues if we read the Word of God. Maybe this is why Christianity is under attack. And just think, the media's got you supporting Israel. I just seen this yesterday, guys, and I want to tell this to you. I love Israel. I'll stand with Israel until death. Really? You can't even stand with your own country. And look at the death of innocent babies in your country that are being murdered over the last 70 years. 70 million of them. And you're going to stand for that country? I would put zero weight in you. You don't deserve to live here, man. You want to go and protect Ukraine, and you want to protect Israel and all these other countries, not even knowing what you're protecting or supporting. And you live in your own backyard, and you can't even take care of business here, and yet you want to go there and protect them. You're worthless. You're truly worthless. Oh, let me show you this. I got this video, and I thought this was great because it's the whole video. And I want you to see this concerning those that are supporting
Netanyahu
Israel.
Netanyahu to stop a bill proposed by members of his coalition
Netanyahu.
To make it criminal to tell people about Jesus in Israel. Our Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Cohen is live near Tel Aviv with more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Allison. Good morning, everyone. A big story just before, days before Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter. Sacred time for Christians. Two ultra-Orthodox members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition have introduced a bill that would punish...
Oh, wait a second. Netanyahu? This is the guy that's being equated to a King David? This is the guy that we're supposed to get behind no matter what he says and does? He's proposing a bill to do what? Oh, listen carefully.
Believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus.
Wants to put him in prison.
Prison time. United Torah Judaism Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular.
Wow. There's the full report. That's the Israel that Americans are going to stand behind no matter what. They're going to stand behind Netanyahu, that man of God, say they, that's trying to eradicate the name of Jesus from that country, that wants to imprison people for saying the name of Jesus in that country. And guess who's supporting him? Those that call themselves Christians here. And isn't it interesting, those that are trying to protect the people over there, the politicians here, how they're attacking Christians over here. So if you're trying to see how they're getting it across the bow, they are. People haven't put two and two together yet, have they? Nope. What's it aimed at? It's aimed at anybody that dares obey the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to say to you, don't you dare disobey him no matter what the cost. By the grace of God, friends, we're not moving. We're going to stand. We're going to trust the Lord in dealing with this mess as we do all that we can do and leaving the results up to Him in the process of doing just that, our part. Hey, folks, sorry about the breakdown, but it was the best breakdown. It couldn't happen at a better time, and it did happen at the best time it could have possibly happened. But the replay should be absolutely fantastic. Don't worry about that. Please share this video with others. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23, okay? Have a good day, guys. All my social media platform friends, you guys are awesome. Totally appreciate you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.